Good day. This weekend we honor the memory and the sacrifice of military men and women who have died in service to the United States of America. The origins of Memorial Day date back to the Civil War in the tradition of Decoration Days that were common in southern states. As the name suggests, communities set aside particular days to pay their respect to the men who had been killed. The practice was soon adopted in the North, and after World War I, it was expanded to honor fallen soldiers from all wars. Even while war rages today in Iraq and Afghanistan, we still struggle with the long shadows of fighting that ended long ago. Last week, I attended the funeral of Staff Sergeant Glendon Harris. Sergeant Harris died more than 60 years ago while serving in the Army Air Corps in New Guinea. While on a bombing mission, his B-25 was shot down by Japanese fighters. He and the rest of the flight crew perished in the jungle. His remains were left unidentified, buried in the Tomb of Unknowns in the Philippines, until new technologies finally caught up with old injustice. On Saturday, Sergeant Harris finally came home to Maine. Then on Monday, Air Force Colonel Paul Getchell of Portland, a casualty from a different time and a different struggle, but with a similar story, was laid to rest at Arlington National Cemetery. Colonel Getchell was killed in action during a bombing mission over Laos in 1969, but his remains were not identified until recently. Finally, for Colonel Getchell's family, the Vietnam War can be over. We welcome both of these men home and remember their sacrifice, especially during this weekend. There's an inscription carved in the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Philadelphia. It says, quote, "Freedom is a light for which many men have died in darkness," unquote. Long ago, Sergeant Harris and Colonel Getchell gave up their lives defending the United States of America in the freedom and liberty we often take for granted. It's been a long time, but this grateful nation hasn't forgotten them or the millions of others who fought alongside them, and we never will. Unfortunately, our nation's wars are not all in the past. So as we enjoy the start of summer here in Maine with a long weekend and in the company of family and friends, brave men and women are serving their country in war zones around the world. Members of the Maine National Guard and Army Reserves are serving in Iraq and Kuwait, the United Arab Emirates, Spain, Great Britain, and around the world. Every day they do their duty, I'm humbled by their dedication and commitment. Too often, during my term as governor, I place calls to the families of young men who died in uniform. There's terrible grief and sadness in those phone calls, but there's also pride and dignity in the voices of folks who have every reason to be upset. Instead, they want to talk about their son, their husband, their father. They want me to know that they love their country and what they were doing and how proud they were to wear its uniform. So on Memorial Day, flags are going to be lowered around Maine until noon in honor and tribute to America's fallen soldiers. Then the flags will be raised to the top of the staff until sunset in honor of our country's war heroes. Since the birth of this nation, men and women have answered duty's call. Many have laid down their lives and made the ultimate sacrifice. So on this day, when we remember, we pray for them and we pray for their families.